here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 10th of April, 2011. The first copyright law issued in Great Britain on this day in 1710, making it possible for authors to truly own their own work. It's the birthday of the novelist, travel writer Paul Theroux, born Medford, Massachusetts, 1941. His book, The Great Railway Bazaar by Train Through Asia, was a bestseller in 1975, followed by The Old Patagonian Express. Paul Theroux, who said, "Tourists don't know where they've been. Travelers don't know where they're going." It's the birthday of the writer Anne Lamott, San Francisco, 1954. She had already written three novels when she got pregnant, decided to keep the baby, though the baby's father left when she told him she was going to. It gave her a book, Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year, came out in 1993, about her struggles with motherhood and with her Christianity. It's the birthday of Stuart Dybeck, born in Chicago, 1942, author of short stories in his collections Childhood and Other Neighborhoods, The Coast of Chicago, I Sailed with Magellan. He was a caseworker for the Cook County Department of Public Aid for 2 years, taught English for many years at Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. It was on this day in 1912 the Titanic set sail from Southampton, England, with 2,228 passengers and lifeboats for only half that many. 1925, on this day, The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald was first published, New York City. Fitzgerald wanted to call the book Trimalchio in West Egg, and even after it was agreed that The Great Gatsby should be the title, he still felt it was a mistake, that it should be called Trimalchio in West Egg. And it's the birthday of Joseph Pulitzer in Mako, Hungary, 1847. Came to this country when he was 18. By the time he was 31, had bought the St. Louis Dispatch, then the New York World. When he died, he left $2 million to Columbia University to found a school of journalism and start the Pulitzer Prizes, to give out awards each year for the best in journalism, fiction, drama, music, and poetry. Here's a poem for today by Linda Gregg, Gnostics on Trial. Let us make the test. Say, God wants you to be unhappy, that there is no good, that there are horrors in store for us if we do manage to move toward Him. Say you keep art in its place, not too high, and that everything, even eternity, is measurable. Look at the photographs of the dead, both natural one by one and unnatural in masses, all tangled, you know about that, and can put beauty in its place, not too high and passing. Make love our search for unhappiness, which is His plan to help us. Disregard that afternoon breeze from the Aegean on a body almost asleep in the shuttered room. Ignore melons and talking with friends. Try to keep from rejoicing. Try to keep from happiness. Just try. Gnostics on Trial, poem by Linda Gregg, from her collection Too Bright to See and Alma, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.